Well, welcome to another week of From Out of the City. My name is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet. And this week, the week of April 29th, 2006, we're celebrating our last show of National Poetry Month with a special show I've been promising you for some time, focusing on the works of the great Gertrude Stein, one of the 20th century's most underrated poets and a personal favorite of mine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show tonight. Although an expatriate who spent much of her creative life writing from Paris, Ms. Stein was originally born in a suburb of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, back in 1874, and she passed in July of 1946. She was a writer, a poet, certainly one of the seminal feminists in the American movement. And her influence was very broad in both literature and art. She hung with some of the big names of the time, and was just somebody whose life was completely taken up with her creative work. A Light in the Moon by Gertrude Stein. A light in the moon, the only light is on Sunday. What was the sensible decision? The sensible decision was that, notwithstanding many declarations and more music, not even withstanding the choice of a torch and a collection, notwithstanding the celebrating hat and a vacation and even more noise than cutting, notwithstanding Europe and Asia and being overbearing, not even notwithstanding an elephant and a strict occasion, not even withstanding more cultivation and some seasoning, not even with drowning and with the ocean being encircling, not even with more likeness and any cloud, not even with terrific sacrifice of pedestrianism and a special resolution, not even more likely to be pleasing, the care with which the rain is wrong and the green is wrong and the white is wrong, the care with which there is a chair and plenty of breathing, the care with which there is incredible justice and likeness, all this makes a magnificent asparagus and also a fountain. I know what you're thinking. What was this woman on? Well, considering the fact her life companion, Alice B. Toklas, is largely credited with having invented the marijuana-laced brownie, it's hard to be sure. But nonetheless, I find Ms. Stein's playfulness with words and images to be captivating and extraordinary. She's willing to present us with word compositions that paint pictures that suddenly shift frame of reference, and yet we follow the frame. It's as if somebody says, a ball in a bat in a cave. We know the word bat works in both frames of reference, and we allow ourselves to follow along into the new frame. And it forces our mind into patterns that maybe in our day-to-day lethargy, our day-to-day laziness of thought, we don't really take them down very often. You've got to remember, this is a woman who was in a time of such artists as Picasso, who she knew, and others of that ilk. It's some extraordinary material that she wrote. Let's hear another one. From Stanzas in Meditation by Gertrude Stein, Part 3, Stanza 2. I think very well of Susan, but I do not know her name. I think very well of Ellen, but which is not the same. I think very well of Paul, I tell him not to do so. I think very well of Francis Charles, but do I do so? I think very well of Thomas, but I do not do so. I think very well of not very well of William. I think very well of any very well of him. I think very well of him. It is remarkable how quickly they learn, but if they learn, and it is very remarkable how quickly they learn, it makes not only but by and by, and they cannot only be not here, but not there, which, after all, makes no difference. After all, this does not make any difference. I add, added it to it, I could rather be here. I admit a certain fondness for that poem because my name appears in it. Not that we ever met, she actually died 9 years before I was born, but there's so few poems that mention William without it being a story about some fat kid who exploded or something. You have to understand when you're listening to Ms. Stein's works or reading her works that she grew up at a time of great experimentation in art. The Cubist school heavily influenced her work, and her work heavily influenced the artists of her day. As a result, many of her poems are more about the juxtapositioning of words and images than they are about the flow that most poets would engage in. I would, as a general rule, not write a poem similar to the poems she wrote, but in reading them, I can respect the playfulness, I can respect the style and the talent and the genius behind it, much as a baseball player can watch a basketball game and go, wow, when he sees a slam dunk being done, knowing that he himself could not do that, but at the same time that the gentleman who just did the slam dunk probably could not hit a home run off a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. There is a respect for people who do it well, even if they do it different than the way you yourself would do it. Again, from Stanzas in Meditation, Part 5, Stanza 38. Which I wish to say is this. There is no beginning to an end, but there is a beginning and an end to beginning. Why, yes, of course. Anyone can learn that north, of course, is not only north, but north as north. Why were they worried? What I wish to say is this. Yes, of course. See, part of the way that Ms. Stein used the language was to jar you out of the sleepy patterns of thought so common in the way that people communicate, even in creative writing, even in poetry. Her desire was to wake up the eye, wake up the mind, wake up the voice, to make you look at things, hear things, feel things in ways different than you might normally. It was a very invigorating experiment, her writings, and I think that she does not always get sufficient credit. I recently went to a website purporting to be a major Gertrude Stein website. I found half a dozen pages that were not live, that is to say, they were dead links. 5 of the 6 links I found were to sites that are no longer in progress, and one link I found was to a site that claims to be a quarterly journal of the works of Gertrude Stein that has not been worked on since 1998, after only its second issue. This is a shame. One of the problems we do have on the web is there's a lot of old, dead sites out there. And I would encourage you, if you do create or maintain any kind of literary site, if you're going to say quarterly or annual or weekly or moment to moment, maintain it. If not, take the time necessary to correct your error. Don't give people an expectation of permanence or recurrence that isn't really valid. It's very frustrating to the reader. I'm sure Ms. Stein herself would not be pleased with it. I would like to thank everyone associated with the program. This has been a most excellent National Poetry Month. Well, last week's reading at Barnes & Noble in Morgantown, West Virginia was well attended, and we sold a ton of books, which after all, that's why we have the readings. This past Thursday night, I went to see actor and author David Selby, who was originally on the program Dark Shadows and then Falcon Crest. As he read from his books, including his poetry books, he's written some very sweet, very nice books of poetry about the Mountain State and about his family and about his life experiences. Then just today, the 29th, I went to a reading by Irene McKinney, who is the Poet Laureate of the state of West Virginia. And it thrilled my heart to see so many poets and writers of poetry attend her reading. She's really a remarkable poet, and I would encourage anyone to take the time to look up her works. Go out and buy some of her books. Lord knows there's not enough really good poets out there. That having been said, we're going to call it a day. This is William F. Duvall coming to you from out of the city. Please drop by my site at www. www.cityoflegends.com. Have a very good week. Next week will be into the month of May, and I will be doing a show for the weekend of the 5th and 6th that will be focusing on mothers. Not only is Mother's Day next month, but also my mother's birthday is in May, early May, and kind of a tribute to her, as well as to mothers in general. So, again, have a pleasant day. Keep buying, reading, and writing poetry, and I'll talk to you soon. This is William F. DeVault from Out of the City.